Well, let me just give you a wrap-up of today's program to see what I learned and hopefully what you learned. The first guest, Stephen Walter, co-author of a very controversial book about the Israeli lobby, he gave a fairly contrarian view of what's happening in Libya. His critique is that there's not a lot of difference between the neoconservatives from the Bush administration and the liberal interventionists in the Obama administration. One group, of course, was contemptuous of the UN because they felt that it constrained American power and they wanted to go it alone. And the other group, the Obama group, feel that the UN is useful so that they can give their blessing to the use of American power, which is his argument about what's happening now in Libya, where we're intervening without any concern or understanding of a strategic end game. And when I pressed him about whether or not there was any other way to organize this world, when you've got so many despots killing their own people in African countries and throughout the Middle East, is there a mechanism where we don't have to go to war against countries in order to arrest the dictator? We're killing all these innocent people whose only crime is that they live under a dictatorship as collateral damage, or we're imposing sanctions on them. We didn't really come up with an answer there. So that was a very interesting interview because it certainly gave us a lot to think about. And clearly the indications are that this thing wasn't thought through particularly well before we went into Libya. Then we went to El Salvador to speak with Raul Hinojosa Ojeda, who's just attended President Obama's press conference there. That's a very thorny situation there, the way he presented it, particularly in terms of drugs and immigration. He said that what got my attention was that clearly the war on drugs is actually destroying El Salvador and lots of Central American countries that have become haven for drug traffickers. And the street gangs out of Los Angeles are recycled through El Salvador, creating tremendous problems for this small country surviving from years of civil war. He pointed out that Plan Colombia drove the cartels into Mexico and Plan Merida drove the cartels out of Mexico into Central America. So that was an interesting, albeit unfortunate, revelation about how dysfunctional war on drugs is making it impossible for us to improve conditions in Latin America, which, of course, the president was celebrating that throughout Latin America, making the distinction between Libya, where all the press, of course, were asking questions about Libya, trying just to turn the subject to Latin America, saying how these are countries that were under former military dictatorships and now are democracies with much more diverse economies. That message clearly was a little lost on the audience, the international audience and the press corps traveling with him who weren't interested in local issues. But I suppose the president felt he had to take this trip, so it wouldn't look as if this situation in Libya was such a big deal. Then finally, we talked about the AT&T T-Mobile merger, where the number one company, the most unpopular and the worst in terms of consumer satisfaction, has joined with the number four company to make this an extraordinary behemoth. Tim Carr from Free Press told us that the merger would be the equivalent of most of the big oil companies in this country coming together. So that was really an extraordinary perspective to have on how could the company with the worst track record, the least consumer satisfaction, suddenly dominate the market. And you better believe that we will be getting reduced competition, higher prices, and less innovation in the future. So